For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Thank you, because you make us who we are meant to be. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm happy. Praise God. Can take our seat. I'm happy. Praise God. Hey, it's really been a while since we danced on Friday service. Hey, it's really, really been a while. Praise God. Is it true? What a blessing to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I have danced. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right from the opening prayer, right from the opening prayer. Need something to, okay, thank you. Right from the opening prayer, when I lead on a session of thanksgiving, hallelujah, a lot of things just came to my mind for me to be grateful to God for. Hallelujah. God has been good to us. It's a blessing always when we come before His presence, we feel Him. And we experience His leading. Hallelujah. It proves that Jesus is our life. And our life will prove, there will be a living proof that Jesus is our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. Our topic today, don't forget, we're on character this month, and our topic today is the power of hospitality. The power of hospitality. Hospitality. Hallelujah. Is it the battery or? The power of hospitality. Okay, it's okay, right? Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. Hebrews 13 verse 1 to 2. Hallelujah. The power of hospitality. I want to give you a mystery that can change your character and can change your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Galatians 6 verse 10. Hebrews 13, 1 to 2. Anyone there? Yes. Yes, sir. Now, therefore, as we have opportunity, that means you will not always have the opportunity. Is that not true? Is that true? Now, therefore, as we have opportunity, that means opportunity may come and may never come. So, right now, you have the opportunity. Yes, sir.
Let us do good to all people.
Let us do good. If you have the opportunity to be good to someone, seize that opportunity and do good to them. Yes.
Especially to those who belong to the family.
Especially to those that are Christian, those in church, those who belong to the household of faith. Is that true? Yes. Now, do good to everyone, especially those who belong to the household of what? Faith. That means if you have an opportunity to do good and two people are there, one is a believer, one belongs to the household of faith, and the other is not, who should you do to? First. A believer, right? Say, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Hebrews 13, 1 to 2. Who is there? Hebrews 13, 1 to 2. And then Ephesians 2, verse 10 at our opening text. Hebrews 13, 1 to 2. Yes. Let, hallelujah. Yes, lead like a man of God. Yes.
Let brotherly love
now,
continue.
Now, when they say let brotherly love continue, when you say something is about to continue, that means it was there before. Two of us. All together. Let something continue. That means the thing was on already. So in case there was no brotherly love, let brotherly love start. And then let brotherly love continue. Is that not true? Yes, thank you, sir. Yes. Don't forget to entertain strangers. Yes.
For thereby some have entertained.
For many people have entertained strangers unaware. Angels unaware. Is that correct, sir? Yes. So when you see a stranger, be not afraid to entertain them. For many have entertained angels unaware. Ephesians, are you in Ephesians 2:10? For we have got, yes. No, that version is not King James. Thank you very much, sir. Ephesians read that. Yes, it's not King James. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
For we are His workmanship.
For we are God's workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus
unto, yes.
Good works.
Unto good works. Yes, just read your version, sir, so that, yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
God has made us what we are.
God has made us what we are. Can you imagine?
And in our union with Christ Jesus, He has created us for a life of good deeds.
Yes.
Which He has already prepared for us to do.
Yes, hallelujah. Now, compare the two of them. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto every good works. Hallelujah. Now, hospitality is the act or service of welcoming, receiving, hosting and entertaining guests. A very spiritual topic. Hospitality is the act of welcoming, or receiving, hosting, and entertaining guests. Hospitality is the act of what? Welcoming or receiving, hosting, or entertaining guests. Now, guests, strangers, visitors. When you say a guest, that means you are expecting the person. Is that true? A visitor, hallelujah. So the act of welcoming them, receiving them, hosting them, hallelujah, and then entertaining them. Now, there are certainly 10 basic Bible truths about hospitality. 10. I will share them and then we'll share the benefit and then we'll close. Number one is, it is an instruction for leaders, and I'm really happy that our most important leaders in Jekenda and Kada Center are around today. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is an important instruction for leaders and Christians to develop the virtue of hospitality. 1 Timothy 3 verse 2. Titus 1 verse 7 to 8. It is an instruction for leaders. Dominion, help us. Okay, who is with the mic? Titus 1 verse 7 to 8. 1 Timothy 3 verse 2. It is expedient and instructions for leaders and Christians to develop the virtue of hospitality. Yes.
Titus 1 verse 7 to 8.
Yes, sir.
For a bishop.
Anyone that desires to be a bishop.
Must be blameless.
Must be blameless, yes.
A steward of God.
A steward of God.
Not self-willed.
Not self-willed. Selfish, yes.
Not soon angry.
Not easily angered, yes.
Not giving to wine.
Not giving to alcohol, wine.
No striker.
Not a striker, yes.
Not giving to filthy lust.
Or filthy lucre, yes.
But a lover of hospitality.
But a lover of hospitality.
And a lover of good men.
And a lover of good men, yes.
Sober, just, holy, and temperate.
Sober, just, holy, and temperate. So anybody that wants to be a leader, the Bible says he desires a good thing. Are you the other one? Okay, are you there? Facing Timothy 3, are you there? Anybody that desires to be a leader must have to love people. Must love hospitality. Say, I am a leader. And I love hospitality. And I'm being trained to be hospitable. Are you answering me at all? I am a leader. I love hospitality. And I'm being trained to be more hospitable. Number two thing I want us to remember from the word of God is hospitality focuses on strangers, needful people, widows, and orphans. Leviticus 19 from verse 9 to 10. David. Leviticus 19, 10 to 9 to 10. And Job 31 from verse 16 to 23. Leviticus 19, 9 to 10. Hospitality focuses on strangers, needful people, widows, orphans. Hallelujah. Hospitable to people that are in need. Yes.
Leviticus 19, 19.
Yes.
When you reap the harvest of your land.
When you go to the field to reap, yes.
Do not reap to the very edges of
don't
the field.
Don't remove, yes, yes.
Or
yes,
gather
yes.
The cleanness of your harvest.
Or gather the, yes.
Do not go over your vineyard a second time.
Okay.
Or pick up the grapes that fall in.
Okay.
Leave them for the poor and the foreigner.
Yes.
I am the Lord your God.
Hallelujah. How many of you have been to farm before? How many have you been to farm before? Alright. No, I don't mean you went and saw and came back. You really found that. I know some people that literally they only went and came back. Now, I grew up farming, our parents farmed rice commercially. So after every harvest of rice, there are people that come because you caught, you packed. Most time you don't pack everything. You leave something, the people come and glean. Then they pack it, the rest. Some people live like that and live wealthily because of the one that people drop on the way. Okay, so when you go to harvest, intentionally leave some for poor people. Intentionally leave some for some. Hallelujah. For some people, the Bible says, so long as the earth remains, you can never pray poverty out of this world. Hallelujah. So leave some, be hospitable to the needy, to the orphan. Is that correct? Are you in Job? Job 31, 16 to 23 is a long reading. So the number three thing I want us to know and to note is, hospitality is a Christian virtue that has a heavenly record and remembrance. Hospitality is a Christian virtue. A Christian virtue. That it is being recorded. Every act of hospitality is recorded. And it will be remembered after rapture. Matthew 25, verse 34 to 43. Matthew 25, 34 to 43. Hospitality is a Christian virtue that will be remembered when you meet God. Are you there? Matthew 25, 34. Matthew 25:34. He says, hallelujah. Are you there? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Then shall the king will say to those,
yes, unto them
on his right hand,
yes,
come you blessed of my Father,
yes sir,
inherit the kingdom prepared for
you, yes sir,
from the foundation of the world,
yes sir,
for I was hungered,
I was hungry
and you gave me food.
Now the Bible says at the rapture you stand before God, say I was hungry and you gave me food. Yes.
I was thirsty.
And you gave me drink. Yes.
I was a stranger.
And what you took me in. Yes.
I was naked.
You clothed me.
I was sick and you visited me.
I was sick. Those of you that are not visiting sick people.
I was sick and you what?
You visited me. Yes.
I was in prison and you came to
me. Yes. Those of you don't going to prison. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Yes.
Then the righteous will answer.
Yes.
Saying.
Yes.
Lord, when did we see you hungry?
When did I see you hungry and you gave me food? Yes.
Or thirsty?
Yes.
You drink.
Yes.
When did we see you a stranger and take you in? Yes. Or naked and clothe you?
Yes.
Or when did we see you sick?
Yes.
Or in prison?
Yes.
And come to you?
Yes.
And the king will answer and say unto them,
yes.
Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these ones,
yes sir,
you did it to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Okay, so I can see that level. You saw apostle hungry, didn't give him food. You are not giving God. That's what the Bible is saying. Is that correct? Once the Bible says, so long as you do it to the least of this one, you do it unto me. Anybody ever, once you have, how many of you have never been to the prison before? Let me see your hands up. You have never been. You will stand before God one day and he will read this Bible to you. How many of you have never been to the hospital to greet the sick? Let me see your hands up. When you stand before God, he reminds you. So now that I'm bringing the word to you, decide. And say, Apostle, remind me to organize preaching evangelism. So that this part of the scripture will be ticked for you. All together? Yes. Bible says, I was there, even though he was not the one. Somebody else committed the crime and the person is in prison. He visited the person. All together? I remember the first time I went to Mina, Niger State Prison. I cried. When I saw them worshipping God and the way they were excited and serving God, I said, what? You prisoners? Look at the way they were very excited prisoners. Praise God. Hallelujah. So hospitality is a Christian virtue that will be, is it recorded? Any good thing? Have you ever given money to somebody? It was recorded. Have you ever given clothes to somebody? It was recorded. Have you ever given water to somebody that was needy? It was recorded. And God will remember it and reward you in heaven. All together? Number 41 to remember is hospitable people are referred to as virtues holders in the Bible. The woman in Proverbs 31 verse 20 described her quality and her character of hospitality. And the Bible, anytime we say the Proverbs 31 woman, we call her the virtuous woman. Is that correct? Anybody that developed the virtue of hospitality, you are said to be somebody of virtue. Number 15, according to the Bible, is hospitable to us. Has to be, now if you are hospitable, let me explain it this way. If you are hospitable, you have to be the one to open the door to people, not that people beg you. If I ask you for something, it's no longer hospitality. When you see me in need, you open up the door for me on your own accord. Do you understand that? Do you understand my explanation? If I am hospitable, when I see you with a need, I don't need to wait for you to ask. I will meet your need. Anytime you ask for the need, it's a reduce the volume and the potency of that hospitality. When I don't notice a need, I reach out. Now, Acts chapter 16 from verse 42 to Acts 16. Because when you ask me, that means you begged. Hallelujah. When people begged you, which is no longer hospitality. Even if it's hospitality, a lower version of it. Acts 16, 14 to 15. And then 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 10. Acts 16, 14 to 15. 2 Kings 4, 8 to 10. Yes, Acts 16, yes sir.
14.
Yes sir, to 15.
One of those listening
now,
was
one
a woman.
Of those, yes.
Listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira.
Yes sir.
Named Lydia.
Her name was Lydia, yes.
A dealer in purple cloth.
Yes, yes.
She was a worshipper of God.
Yes sir.
The Lord opened her heart to
now the Lord opened her heart to us, yes.
To respond to Paul's message.
Okay sir.
When she and the members of her household were baptized.
Yes.
She invited
now,
us
now when
to her
she
own.
Was baptized, who did the invitation? We want to come to your house or she invited them? Who did the invitation there?
Lydia.
I want to notice, remember, don't forget the point I said that if I notice a need and I attend to it without a request, that increases or make that hospitality more potent than when you beg me for it. Do you get it? Now, they minister to her and she calls them to their house. Not that the apostles are looking for accommodation, even though they needed accommodation, but she opened the door. Do you get that point? All right, sir. Yes, sir.
If you consider me a believer in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
She said, come and stay at my house.
If you consider me as a believer in the Lord, come and stay in my house. She opened up the door.
And she persuaded us.
And she persuaded them to come to the house. 2 Kings 4, from verse 8 to 10. Anyone here? 2 Kings 4, 8 to 10. Was the story of Elisha and the woman when she saw him passing. Every day she restrained him to eat. 2 Kings 4, from verse 8 to 10.
2 Kings 4, 8 to 10.
Yes.
Now it happened one day.
Now it happened one day.
Elisha went to Shunem.
Yes, sir.
Where there was a notable woman. And
yes,
she persuaded him to eat some food.
Who did the persuasion? Was it Elisha that went to her or she called him?
She called him.
She called him. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
She persuaded him to eat food. Yes, sir.
So it was. And as often as he passed
so
by.
So anytime when he came, he noticed that there is food here. Anytime he passed, he stays back to eat. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And she said to her husband.
She now told her husband.
Look now, I know that this is the holy man of God.
I said this is a holy man of God.
Who passes by us regularly.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let us build a house for him and put a bed, a stool, a table, and a candlestick. So that anytime he passes, he may sleep there by the wall. That was what she said. All together. So she opened the door to Elisha. That was hospitality. He didn't ask for it. That other idea, she opened the door to the apostle. They didn't ask for it. So hospitality become more potent when you notice a need and then you attend to it without the person necessarily requesting. Do you understand, guys? This person doesn't have a clothes, give her the clothes. This one need a drink, give them a drink. This one need food, give them food. This one need help, give them help. All together? The number 16 I want to notice from the Bible is true hospitality is to the less privileged. Now, that's different from what I said earlier on. Not the privileged. Now, the Bible is speaking in Luke chapter 14, verse 13. Say, when you do a feast, when you have a celebration, invite who? Who is that? Who? The poor, the maimed, those in need. Is that those in need? Hallelujah. Sorry. See that people, you really, because if you invite a rich guy like me now, when it's time for his own, you also invite me. I rob your bag, you rob my bag. That's the way it is. Is that correct? Yes. But he said, invite the poor, somebody that will not be able to pay you. All together? That is when you are truly hospitable. Somebody, a stranger that you know, you don't have a chance of him paying you. Number 7, or one day, now not number 7. Don't forget, we are looking at 10 facts about hospitality as I notice in the Bible. Number 7 thing I want us to note is, one day we will all need hospitality from somebody. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 19, the Bible says, Deuteronomy 10:19. One day, listen to the word I'm sharing today, because one day you will need it. Did you hear me? Short. Hear much, Igbo? Alright. Deuteronomy 10:19. What does this say? Therefore, love strangers.
For you were strangers in Egypt.
Is that correct?
Yes.
How many of you are planning to travel out one day? How many of you are planning to travel? That means one day you'll be a stranger somewhere.
Yes.
Is that not true? So if you are hospitable, you need to listen to what I have to share today, because one day you will need it. You will need a hospitable treatment from somebody somewhere. You will land in a city first day with your bag, not knowing where to move. What if it's China and the writing is not in English? Is that not true? What if it's Russia? Many people get scholarship and move to Russia and China and all these places. What if you are there? You will need it. So you see, cover that. It's a very, very important one, because you will need it one day. One day you will need clothes. One day you will need food. One day you will need somebody to visit you when you are down. One day you'll be in a situation where you need somebody to visit you. All of us will be in that situation one day. So learn it tonight so that when you give it out, you receive it. Praise God. Number 8 thing I want us to know is some have hospitality as a gift. The rest of us have to develop it if you don't have it as a gift. In Romans chapter 12 from verse 6 to 8, remember when we look at the series about gifts, there are people that have the gift of hospitality. Do you remember that? There are people that are naturally hospitable. Have you met people like that? Naturally accommodating, they like strangers. Now, if you don't have that gift, you have to develop it. Do you understand? How many of you are naturally like that? I'm not like that. A lot of us are not like that. So today is toward developing it. Praise God. Praise God. Do you want to develop it? I will share us on how to develop hospitality in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you don't have the gift of hospitality, the gift of charity, the gift of taking care of people, there are people that have it naturally. They like people, they like welcoming people. Hallelujah. That is the way the wife of John Gillick died. Very hospitable. People were coming, their house had two doors, in and exit. People were always coming. She was cooking, serving them, and she was not eating. She died of starvation. Yes. Just imagine cooking, giving people, but not eating. That's how she died. Hallelujah. Number 9, I wanted to note is, hospitality is expensive. It may cost you something. If you are going to visit prisoners, you will not go empty-handed. Is that true? You will not go and speak in tongues. No. You buy tissue. You buy food. You buy antiseptics. You buy what again? You buy food. You buy things for them. You are going to visit somebody in the hospital. You buy fruit. You buy certain things. You are accommodating somebody in your house. You have to buy him bathing soup. You have to give him water. You have to cook for him. You have to do tea and bread in the morning for them. So anytime you are thinking hospitality, it may cost you something. It may cost you convenience. There are times when you are small, you have a visitor and the father says, "Come, all of you come and sleep in the parlor. Somebody come and sleep. Let the visitor sleep in the house." Has it ever happened to you? All right. That is it. Did it cost you something? Yes, that is it. Your father was being hospitable and it cost someone something. So don't forget, when we say hospitality, it will cost you something. And then finally, hospitality by all church members help the church to grow. When a new member comes to a church and notice that the old members are hospitable, they are likely to stay 90% of the time. You remember that book I gave you? How do you get that? If you've been to a church and then when after service, people will look at you. I know if you have ever been to a new church and then after service, 10 people walk up to you to shake you. How are you? Where do you stay? And then another church, you went here. After service, everybody greeted and then they neglected you as if you have a disease. Where would you like to come back again? You come back where people are more hospitable and acceptable and welcoming. Is that not true? Because many people are looking for family in a church. Many people come to church where their families or their friends are. So all that, and I've noticed something with church people, hallelujah. They like this, like when somebody is new, they like a way of segregating the person. Others have they move. So we have to develop this attitude. A new person is in church and you notice a new person. After service, you walk to the person, greet the person, welcome him. If the person is not suspecting, can I have your number? Let me call you and then call the person after. Show hospitality to all members, to new members. The church is likely to grow. Do you understand the leaders? Altogether. So next time a new person comes, walk up to the person, collect their number, greet them. Extend blitterate, be hospitable. Show them, be accommodating. Not that I look at them. I have been in a situation, yes. Especially ladies. When they notice that the leader or something like that, and another lady is around, it's like this lady is coming to take my space, is coming to take away the man of God away from me. And nobody should invade our little circle. They want to have a way of barricading the people from access. So they have a negative attitude toward new people. I've experienced it time and again. But that is why new members will feel as if I'm not here to. It's unnecessary, actually. Praise God. Because actually, if you are really resourceful, you should not be intimidated by new members. Is it true? If you know you are productive, your man of God will never leave you. If because you know you are not productive, you are being threatened. Because this person coming is looking more productive, is becoming more potential, and the pastor is getting closer to him. You have been there, you have not been doing anything, and the person come and do something. Should the person be staying with you that is dormant? And think about it. You are here, you are supposed to sing, you have not been singing since. And then somebody come and is singing very well, and this one day I call him to sing, next one day I call him to sing, next one day, and then you start becoming aged. Why? Because this person just came and the person is having a thing. You have been here, you have not been singing. Is that not true? That is it now. That is it. You have not been there being a redundant column. So they will have a way to react. You know why I'm taking that? I'm saying it out of experience. So all people have a way to become negative towards new people that come and become productive. Because the truth is, if you're an old member and you are very effective, nobody will replace you. Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. What are the benefits of hospitality? I want you to open your eyes. Ears. Hallelujah. This benefit will change your life. The first benefit of hospitality is hospitality. Christianity opposes one to divine portals and break yokes. When you are hospitable, it opens you up to what? Divine portals. And break yokes. Abraham had been barren for how many years? After it, from chapter 12, God had given him a promise. Down to chapter 18. In Genesis 18 verse 1 to 10. He was at the gate of his tent and then he lifted up his head and he saw three men. Is that true? He saw three men. When you read other translations, it seems like they appeared. And then he ran to them and said, come to my house. They were strangers. Are you together? They were strangers. He has never met them. So saw them. Walk up to them. Please come to my house. They are on a long journey. Come and wash your leg. And then they accepted. Ran to Sarah. Get a small animal. Kill him. Prepare bread. Bring honey and butter. And then he served them. Is that not hospitality? When they ate, as the God was eating, some theologians say it was God, the Father, God, the Son, the Holy Spirit. As he was eating, he said, where's your wife, Sarah? By this time next year. From verse 12, you will be father of nation. He didn't become father of anything. He didn't become anything. Came back with Ishmael, got married to that, nothing happened. Sacrifice, nothing happened until the door of hospitality opened it up to break that yoke of barrenness of his life. Are we together? Are we together? In Luke chapter 10 from verse 38 to 42, Luke 10, 38 to 42, Luke 10, Luke 10, 38, is the story of Martha and Mary. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus Christ was in his journey, he entered a village and then he met two people, Martha and Mary, and they accepted him to their house. One was cooking for him and the other one was at his feet listening to him. Who was the one cooking? Who was the one cooking? Who was the one cooking? I want everybody to answer. Is it Martha or Mary? I want to know those that are this on the school. Who was the one cooking? Martha. Martha means, is that correct? And then Martha was, Mary was the one. Dominic, who was the one cooking? Hallelujah. Yes, they accepted Jesus Christ into their life. That was the first thing they did. And then their brother died later. If they never accepted him, they had the audacity to send for Jesus Christ. They said, the one you love is dead. Because when he was around, Jesus was, as he was eating the food, he was eating with Lazarus, they became his family friends. So people believe he was the headquarter where he used to sleep because they have accepted him. They were hospitable to him. Lazarus died for 4 days. The guy came back to life by the force of hospitality. So imagine Jesus Christ came, they didn't give him that kind of attention. Lazarus will be dead. Not many people called Jesus Christ and he went to their house. Oh, we know that. Yes. There are people that have the audacity to call my number because of the way they have treated me in the past. They have the audacity. There are people that when they call you, especially there are VIP numbers that you have. What do you know that? When I'm saving a number, they have the awesome save on phone or save on SIM. That's when I know how important that person is to me. Most important people, I save their contact on my SIM. When I leave, I can remove the SIM from the phone, the person can go earlier. Yes. There are people that important to you. That no matter what you're doing, when their issue is raised, you abandon it and go there. That's true. As busy as that their day boy is, there are people that when they call him, you go. No matter, he will be there. The same, as he was talking to you, say, I am very, very busy. As he was talking to you, I call, will come. I am coming. Yes. Well, because that hospitality can open doors to you. All together? All together. Who is deciding to be hospitable? I read the story of the woman, the wife of Pastor Thomas Aremu. How many of you know him? Bishop Dave Thomas Aremu of Living Faith. You know him? The wife was in a Ghanaian or something like that. The mother, the woman she stayed up with growing up, used her womb for charm. And told her, forget about having children. Do you understand? Forget about having children. Then Bishop Edebo came to visit them. She said, this is an opportunity. She cooked her best meal ever. Treated them with honor and dignity. When he was about to leave in, he stood up to pray. Said the honor of God is upon us and prayed for, and that was how barrenness was broken. Womb appeared, baby came. By that act of hospitality, it can break yokes altogether. Treat a man of God with hospitality, treat people with hospitality, it can break anything. And I was discussing with me that at our conference, I was asking him like three reasons why I think Shekinah and Kedah will grow. So number one, the way we treated our ministers during the conference, that wow, he really was, yes. Because one of them, while he was leaving, he said, thank you for the food, it was too much. Praise God, hallelujah, yes. Because that is it, we spent to make sure they were very, very comfortable. We did our best because their prayers matters to us. Utmost comfort and utmost. I remember the in NCC, like I like to say when we brought all the men of God, we brought while I was having NCCF, every one of them from Apostle Selman, Apostle Kola Obashaye, Reverend Fidelis Maker, Apostle Bab, Pastor Chintok Ishaku, all of them came when I was having. All of them, one to one, Pastor Chintok, the hotel we kept him. When he said, let me go to the hotel, but when he saw the hotel, he said he was thinking it was a champ. He would go and rent another hotel. When we kept him, when you are approaching the door opens. That door hotel close to government house. That's why we kept him. As you are approaching the door opens. You know now our hotel is born again. That was the way we treated him. When we kept Apostle, when he said he testified, Apostle Kola said that many as he said, he was surprised. What I'm saying is what they said. So that he has not been treated like that in many instances that has been to. Because there's a mindset of hospitality. And all of them, I remember Apostle said that I would teach you what I don't teach in other places. Why? Because of the way he was treated. Altogether? Yes. So hospitality can open doors to you, break barrenness and break yokes. Number two, hospitality can deliver you for a well-deserved destruction. And deserve your preservation. Hospitality can deliver you from a well-deserved destruction and preserve you. Genesis chapter 19. Now, verse 1 to 10. After Abraham was hospitable to the three divine beings and talked with Abraham, two angels were dispatched to Sodom and Gomorrah. That's true. And the Bible says, the Lord was sitting at the gate, and when he saw them, he ran toward them in Genesis chapter 19 from verse 1 to 10. He said, please come to my house. He refused. He insisted, you will not sleep on the road. You will not sleep by the gate. You must come to my house. You must come to my house. You must come to my house. They followed him. That was how, and then the people came and said they want to sleep with angels. The devil is interesting. They have slept with everybody in the city. They say these visitors, they are fresh angels. And they are men. That is how depraved that city was. Bible said the angels pulled Lord inside and blinded their eyes that they could not locate the door. They were at the door, but they didn't know where the door is. Like, I am by the door. But I kept circling the house, not knowing that's the way a mind can be blinded. You can be blinded to opportunity. Hope you know that. You are right at the door of your breakthrough, but you don't know. I was right at the bridge of my breakthrough, but they didn't know. You know that song? You know that song? Hallelujah. Depression has me down. That's I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. You know the song? God kept me. Yes, praise God. So that was how Lot, his wife, that later became Salt, and his two daughters were delivered by being hospitable. Now, if you deserve, I read a story of many people that they were being armed robbers came to the house. True life story. Came to the house to rob. And the robber said, what do you have in this house to eat? The man said, there is food. And robbers come to eat. Like, they were assassins. Like, they were paid to kill the man. And when they saw the way the man was talking, the way the one was behaving, they said that, who are you really? Then the man said, me, I'm a pastor. I'm so. They told us they gave them, they said, this person is a killer. He stole my money. This is what they told us about it. But when we came here, I know you're a different person. We're not going to kill you. That's how they left him and they left. Okay, now? By hospitality. So well-deserved destruction, preservation can deliver you from it. Hospitality can deliver you from it. Hallelujah. The person that came to destroy you, if you're hospitable to the person, he will not destroy you. Altogether, many people can come with charm or come with a negative plant into your life. But when they notice the kind of person you are, you can be free. you understand me? Number three benefit is hospitality can connect you to unseeming destiny helpers. Hospitality can connect you to unseeming destiny helpers. They don't look like destiny helpers, but they are destiny helpers. In Hebrews 13 verse 2, like we read by Dominic, said that, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for many have entertained what? Angels unaware. That means when you entertain an angel, you will not be the same. True of us. Is that not true? Now they saw somebody in need looking normal, but he reached out to help, not knowing that he was actually receiving help by helping that person. The angel was looking stranded, but then you help the person. All together? The woman in 2 Kings 4 verse 9 to 10, when she saw Elisha, gave him food, gave him house, not knowing that she was actually receiving help because she was barren by that time. Do you remember that? Praise God. Praise God. She was barren at that point. But by mean hospitable to Elisha, Elisha said, call this woman, what is her problem? Then Gehazi said that she don't have a child. Then he said, according to the time of life, you will have a son. Then she had a son. The son died, took him back to Elisha, brought him back to life. So who was really helped? The woman, right? Yes. So you connect to destiny helper unseemly by being helped. You may see somebody being stranded with a t-shirt on the road, looking for 100 naira, and then you help out the person, not knowing that you are helping a multi-millionaire. Who are you really? Give me your contact, and that is it. Is that true? You may see somebody, you can meet somebody in the prison and help, or somebody in the hospital and help. Somebody and then help. Many people got married like that. I know of many nurses that got married by treating a patient very well. Do you know what I'm talking about? She was a nurse, the person was sick, she treated him very, very well. Even SCC, when was SCC? Treated the person very, very well. And when the person was saying, who is this nurse? When he got up, collected her number, started calling, started WhatsApping, started following up, and they were married. That was it. That is it, I tell you. So no, okay, why are you sick like that? And shot at person, but she was hospitable. How you get that? You see somebody without clothes and then get the person with clothes. You can be hospitable while in evangelism and then get a husband or a wife. Hope you know that. Hey. May you be hospitable to a destiny helper. Yeah. Because they may seem unseeming. Most times, people that will help you don't look like it. And the people you are thinking will help you will not help you. Do you remember when I taught on this mystery of supernatural supply? Many people I taught that will help me never help me till I am talking today. The people that I thought will help me will never help me are the people that help me. Many people I thought that would give to me never give till today. Those that I think will never give are the one giving. So always your destiny helper are always unseen. Minister help to them, and they will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Fourth benefit, hospitality opens one's destiny and ushers up one to greatness. Hospitality will open up your closed destiny and it will usher you up to greatness. Genesis 24 from verse 10 or from verse 11 down to 32 is the story of a young lady that went to fetch water. Her name was what? Rebecca. Are we together? Hallelujah. And then the Eliezer was coming. That was the servant of Abraham. And then said he was with his cattle and he was with his donkey. And then the lady saw a stranger she has never seen. And in those days, servant used to wear what they call servant clothes. Probably he was looking like a servant. Give me water. And she brought the water and said, please drink. After he drank, she said, I will not only give you, I will give your servant and feed your camels. My God. When he looked and said, what kind of person is this? A total stranger. That was how she became part of the generation of greatness. Is that not true? That was the end of the story. That was it. Got married to Isaac that inherited everything that Abraham had. gave birth to Jacob and Esau. That was it. That was how he, that was how we know the name Rebecca. And the people bear Rebecca today because of how her hospitality. If she wasn't hospitable to that stranger, she wouldn't have married him. Is that not true? It was not because she was beautiful. Her hospitality was the distinguishing feature. Every virgin, every young girl in Israel at that point was a virgin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her hospitality ushered her into greatness. In Acts chapter 10 from verse 4 and then verse 31 was the story of a rich man called Cornelius. The Bible says two things made God to remember him. What were they? His prayers and what? His almsgiving. Do you know what is almsgiving? Giving to the poor, giving to the needy. Say that you're, let's read it. Colossians, Acts chapter 10 verse 4. Hospitality can open you up, open one's destiny and usher you to greatness. Acts 10 4. What does this say?
And when he observed him,
and when he looked on him,
he was afraid.
He was afraid and said, yes.
What is it, Lord?
Yes.
So he said to him, your yes. prayers and your arms.
He said what? Your what?
Prayers and arms.
Prayers. Not only shaklapa teke parada. Your prayers and your arms. What? Yes, ma.
Have come up for a memorial.
Has come up to heaven for a memorial. Thank you very much, sir. Are we together, guys? Are we together? So not only his prayers, his hospitable character ushered him up. When they went to testify, he said he's a good man. Another man sent for Jesus Christ, and the people were speaking for the man, saying he's a good man. He built a temple for us because of his act of hospitality. So your act of hospitality can open you the door of greatness like it did for Rebecca. Are we together? It can open us relationship to you. There was a guy, remember, Apostle Aaron came to campus that time. And then the guy bought socks, no socks. Just 100 naira socks. And gave one of the person to give him as a seat. Coincidentally, Apostle forgot and didn't pack his socks when he was coming. So when they called, he said, who bought these socks? This person is in the spirit. Give me his number. And that is it. That is it. Yes, sir. Just an act. Just if he has your number, you even work yourself. If he doesn't call you, that's true. But that was their communication. They got they got contact. They can share a story with me. How together? It can connect you to greatness by an act of hospitality. Can connect you to greatness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So being hospitable can open you up to greatness. Great people. Great people. I read the story of great men of God, and a man of God will come to their country, and then they will give her their car, give her their house for their accommodation, and thus their life will change or has changed forever. Just by that act of hospitality. All together? I believe you are receiving wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Hospitality preserves and restores. Hospitality what? Preserves and restores. In Acts chapter 9 verse 36 to 40 is the story of a young woman called Debita or Dorcas. Acts 9 36 to 40. When she was alive, she was taking care of widows, orphans, giving them what? Clothes and many things. When she died, they couldn't allow her to die. They sent for Peter, a leader of Joppa. Until he came, the Bible says, when he came, the widows were crying and showing him clothes that she has done. Is that correct? And that was the reason why she came back to life. Some people would die and they'll say, Kukuma, bury him fast. Is that not true? Let his body not start smelling. Bury him fast. But I would say they washed her and kept her on in the upper room. And Peter came and went to the upper room and brought her back to life. So your act of hospitality can preserve you and restore you. That was what kept her alive, even though she would have died. Are we together? In Acts 28 from verse 1 to 2 and then verse 8, when Paul had a shipwreck, they came to a city called Miletus. See Miletus? Acts 28. Let's see that. The last chapter. Acts 28, 1 and 2.
When they had escaped?
When they escaped, yes.
They found out that the island was called Malta.
Malta. And Melitia. May I say Melitia? Yes, sir.
Okay. And the natives showed us on
and the barbarous people, that is strangers, yes.
For they kindled the fire and made us all welcome.
Now, listen. Thank you very much, sir. And the barbarous people, that is Old King James now. When you say somebody is barbarous, that means strangers. Is that correct? Sir? Natives, right? Natives, yes. Showed us, after they had a shipwreck, you understand what is a shipwreck? How many of you watched Titanic? Titanic. Okay, I've not watched it anyway. But it means the ship broke and everybody fell inside water. And they swam. Is it swam now? Yes. Outside. Everyone was wet and they were cold. This is what they did. The Bible says they started fire. Somebody out of water is cold. A sea. What he did first is warmth. Is that correct? And received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. Now verse 8. After they did that to Apostle Paul, and it came to pass that the father of one of them, Publius, lay sick of fever and of bloody flux, to whom Paul entered and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. We came to your house, you took care of us, and there was a sick person, and they ministered to the person. Do you understand, guys? That means if they were not hospitable, Paul probably wouldn't have ministered to him. And the man would have died for nothing. But their hospitality preserved his father and restored his health. Are we together? So hospitality preserves and restores. And then finally, hospitality fastens answers to prayers. In Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 6 to 9. Are you tired already? Should I close? Isaiah 58 from verse 6 to 9, he was talking about, is this the kind of fast you should have? When you fast, take care of the poor, attend to their need, then you will call to God and then I will answer. Is that correct? It fastens your answers to prayer. It what? Fastens your answer to prayer. And then finally, I say finally already now. Finally. Hospitality opens doors to relationships. Now in Genesis 24 that we read from verse 11 to 25, it was because of Rebecca's hospitality that she got married to Isaac. True or yes? In Exodus chapter 2 verse 20, Exodus 2 verse 20, Exodus 2 20, Exodus 2 20, was the story of Moses when he went to the bush and then when he helped the daughters of who? Jethro. And then Jethro invited him. Exodus 2 20, let's read that word. Exodus 2 20. Exodus chapter 2 verse 20. Exodus chapter 2 verse 20.
So he said to his daughters.
Yes, he said to his daughters.
Where is he?
Where is the man that helped you? Yes.
Why is it that you have left
him? Why did you leave him outside?
Call him that
he
call
him outside that he should come to the house. Yes, sir. And that is it. That was how Moses ended up marrying Zipporah. One of his daughters. The eldest daughter of Zipporah. Is that true? He had like 5 or 6 daughters. That was how Moses married them. So for ladies that are hearing me now, hospitality can open you up to marriage. Pastor David Wani told me something. His fiancée did something to him. He said that he told her, even if I want to give up, I want to leave you, it's too late. I'm telling you. So even in case I have ever thought of leaving you, now it's too late. By your act of hospitality. That's something a woman can do to a man that he will never leave her. Come Miss Nigeria or Miss America, and you are like prayer, he will stay with you. Hospitality can open you. Even that is even for men also. I read the story of great the man of God. He remembered that he was walking in a train, and then a young beautiful lady came and with her mom. Their transport was not completed, so he helped them pay their transport. They got the train, and that is the end of the story. Marry that beautiful lady. He wouldn't have married on a normal day. Do you want to get a relationship? Be hospitable. Hallelujah. Be hospitable, and you meet the right person. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying be mischievous. Help somebody because you want to have to get something. Hallelujah. But naturally be hospitable. Hallelujah. And then you get the right people. Now, what are the ways to express hospitality? Number one is, don't forget, I say you be a stranger, obey the golden rule. Do to others and you have them what? Galatians 6 verse 7, the Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Matthew 7 verse 12 is a golden rule. Do unto others as you have them on to do unto you. Number two, how to express hospitality is empathize. Empathize. Empathy. Empathize and help people out when you can. 1 John 3 verse 7. Empathize and help people out when you can. 1 John 3 verse 17. What does this say? Somebody, James 2:15. 1 John 3:17. What does this say? 1 John 3:17. It says, but whosoever hath his world, this world's good, and you see your brother having it, and then you shut up your bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Praise God. Praise God. James 2:15-16. Empathize for people and then open up to help them. James 2:15-16. What does he say? Says, if a brother or a sister is naked, doesn't have clothes, and destitute of food, and then you meet the person, church people, they will say, depart in peace, malabaya kateya. Yes, depart, King English, King James English. Depart in peace, haya. Be warmed and filled, I prophesy. Notwithstanding, you don't give them the things that you need. You are, hallelujah. What does he prophesy? I prophesy you are well in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we all join together? Let's agree over your needs. If you are guilty here, God has forgiven you. Somebody doesn't have money and you have, person is hungry and you have money or you have the way to help. Let's join hands together and have faith for divine supply. No. But with a give. All together. Give. Give her the clothes. There are many times I do something like that. Like, and then I just feel like, no, give this thing, give it. I'll call the person back and give it. Hallelujah. Yes. So empathize. Feel with people's condition. If you have ever been hungry, when you meet an hungry person, you help. Hallelujah. If you have ever been stranded with transport money, when you meet somebody stranded, has it ever happened to you? Stranded. I've been stranded before. When I see somebody stranded on the road, I help the person without thinking. Many times, there are fake of them. There are those Europe that are fake. Even you go to Lagos. God, please, I lost my transport. Some of them are fake. They have not come to Lagoja yet. Yeah. When I travel to Lagos, the guy gave me innocent face. I lost my transport. My spirit, I felt, is lying. My spirit told me that this person is lying. That some of them, when I meet a fake one, my spirit tells me that that's why you must carry the Holy Spirit. There are those that are fake, those one I don't give. Hallelujah. But generally, have you ever been to a situation where you go to the ATM? You only have 1,000 and then you took bike, landing that ATM, thinking when you withdraw, you have money and then you go back. And then you slot in your ATM, you have 995 naira. Has that happened to you before? Has it ever happened? Oh boy. That's happened to me before. And since that day, when I go to the ATM and somebody has that kind of challenge, I've been saved and somebody has, I transfer instantly. Yes. So what do you do? What happened? I immediately, I say, how much inside? I'll transfer 200 naira so that in case something happened. Yes. Because I've been in that shoe before. I know how frustrating it can be. And people will think you're lying. Because nowadays, there are a lot of fake people. And then in BS, you need to be sensitive also. Many people have entertained angels unaware. Many people have entertained devils unaware. Is that true? Many have entertained angels unaware. Many people have entertained. That is why you have the responsibility to be sensitive. A man in my place, a stranger came and then he in the house. When he was in the morning, every cloth in his anger was empty. And the visitor is a load of bar. Disappeared. Yes. Yes. Many people have entertained strangers like that and then the strangers end up murdering everybody in the house and leave them. So that's the balance. Now, as a being, you have the right to listen to the Holy Spirit. How do you get that? Does it mean you carry your money like Father Christmas and walk on the road and begin to give to everybody? No, no, no. There's a balance side to it. How do you get that? You have to be very, very sensitive. When you are led to be hospitable, when you see a real need, stretch out. Be hospitable. When you see somebody stranded because of accommodation, because of, give out your house. How do you get that? Be accommodating. Because one day you'll be in need. One day you will travel to Russia. You understand what I mean? One day you travel to America. One day you'll be in Australia. One day you'll be in Ghana. One day you'll be in Togo. One day you'll be in Burkina Faso. One day you'll be in Lagos. One day you'll be in Abuja. One day you'll be in Calabar. One day you'll be in Tokyo. And then you'll need a stranger to attend to you. Your hospitality will speak for you there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Did you get something this evening? Will you change and be more hospitable? Take care of the Bible. Don't forget the Bible says, especially who? Those of what? The household of faith. So look around you. If you see somebody that doesn't have clothes, give her the extra clothes. Somebody doesn't have shoe, give her your extra shoe. Is that correct? Is that correct? Alright, praise God. Okay, now, something just happened. Now somebody is pointing at you. Now, if the person is at the same level of income with you, okay, the person is using the money. Okay, no, some people naturally don't like clothes. They prefer to spend more on food and don't buy clothes. And some people that like spending more on clothes and don't eat more on food. Is that correct? Now you see somebody doesn't have clothes, thinking the person doesn't have money. You need to discern very well. That's why you must be discerning. That's the point. Are we get that? But very, very difficult. Some people really have the money, but they just don't find it interesting to invest in clothes. So when you see somebody wearing one cloth, three clothes, discern first whether he really has the money or is out of need. When you see somebody constantly drinking curry, discern first. If he has the money, he's very stingy on his body. Because there are people that are stingy on themselves. Do you understand that? So discern first. If the person is stingy on himself, you leave him the stinginess. Is that correct? When you go to the prison, there are people that should be in the prison. See what I said? Should be there. So when you go there, you are hospitable with carefulness. It's not everybody I saw in that prison, praising God, that really, because some of them, when they go out, they will still do the same thing. All together? Because most prisoners, like I read a documentary one time in the American documentary, most prisoners will pretend to be repentant when they were in jail, when they are in jail. So they will allow them to go. Barristers, is it true? They are looking for pardon, right? Thank God, everybody is here. Most of them will pretend, I have changed. I will not beat my wife again. I will not rob again. I am revival. You are preaching. You will say, yes. You are sharing. Yes. As if they understand it. No, it's a lie. Altogether. That is why you must build your spirituality. Now that you are told hospitality, doesn't mean you will be very, very sensitive. Altogether. There are ladies I can say I'm being hospitable to. Not just a prince. He said that he doesn't carry ladies in his car. Because that's how you start. You carry her in a car because she's going your direction. How are you? And then, before you know, Times newspaper, another man of God in scandal.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.